230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. I got a text message from a longtime listener, Tom in Petoskey, and he says the Old Testament is described as being replete with criticism of Israel, meaning it is a full criticism of the nation. Biblical prophets such as Jeremiah and Amos condemned Israel for its disobedience to God, idolatry, and the lack of justice and mercy. The question is, can people today be allowed, quote-unquote, to be critical of this perspective? A person can be critical in the sense of being inclined to find fault or judge with severity. However, being critical can also be a positive and constructive skill that helps people improve and grow. Could this lead to most Jewish people in Israel perhaps having a reckoning, a realization, a revival, if you will, and perhaps increase their coming to Jesus? If we're more critical, that gets them to start questioning their beliefs, which even the prophets Jeremiah and Amos did back in the day. Isn't that something we should be doing today is the question?
Okay, all right. When Stephen preached in Acts chapter 8, I mean, he was very critical of the Jews. He says, "You stiff-necked, which of the prophets have you not persecuted? Just like your father, so do you." And they got on him, they drew him outside the city, and they stoned him with stones. And a guy named Saul, later known as the Apostle Paul, held their clothes. Yes, it is true. The Old Testament prophets were very critical of their own people because they rejected the word of God over and over, and then ultimately they rejected Jesus Christ, their Messiah. True. Fine. And I'm not saying that everything that the state of Israel does today is good. It's not a blanket endorsement of every decision they've ever made. However, as a nation, that I still support the nation of Israel. I'm still told to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm still told that I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. I'm still on Israel's side. Just like I might be support, say, President Trump. It doesn't mean I have to agree with every decision that he ever made or everything he ever says or the way he says things, which right. I don't like a lot. But I'm still a supporter of the concept that land is theirs. And the nation of Israel is a special people. And God has not forsaken his people, which he foreknew. He has not forsaken them. I do argue very strongly that the church is not Israel. They're separate entities. Now, there are people that are Israelites, Jews, who are also Christians and saved. So they're part of a special nation, and they are a part of the body of Christ. I mean, sometimes they call themselves fulfilled Jews or messianic Christians. They have church services and they're kind of a Jewish in flavor. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But there's something else going on here where people are now turning against them, and then they get a part of all these conspiracy theories. And you've heard this. I've heard this since I was a kid, that the Jews have started every war. They finance both sides. That the Jewish elite bankers are controlling the world's economic system, and everybody is subservient to the Jews. I mean, it's just nonsense. I don't even know if I should say it on the radio, because somebody will look it up and they'll start believing the nonsense. There was a Holocaust, and that did happen. And the Jewish people have been persecuted. And I would say this. I would let God deal with the nation of Israel. If they do something wrong, then God's going to have to deal with them. I reject this idea that they're committing genocide there in Gaza. I reject that. And there's a growing number of even conservative younger adults that are starting to buy into that. Well, you know, these people, and by the way, the October 7th attack, that's why now they're saying, well, at the very least, the Israeli secret, their spy organization, they knew about it and they let it happen. Or worse, they actually were a part of it because they knew if they let this happen and a lot of Jewish people were killed and kidnapped, they could use that as an excuse to go in there and wipe out Gaza and commit genocide on the people living in Gaza. I mean, they say things like that with no proof whatsoever. They just say it because their mind always runs to conspiracies, which is imbalanced in my view. Now, that's not what happened. The Arab Muslim people in that country, they do not like the Jewish people. They openly say it. From the river to the sea, Palestine must be free. Drive them into the ocean. Kill every last one of them. Israel has no right to even being a nation. They have no right to breathe. There's a completely unholy hatred for the nation of Israel that I say comes from the devil. Revelation chapter 12, the Bible says, and the dragon hated the woman. The woman is Israel. The dragon is the devil. He hates Israel. That's not saying everything that Israel's ever done and all the Jewish leaders are good people. Not saying that, but believe it. He hates Israel. He's been trying to destroy them forever. I mean, there's a lot of Hamans in this world. Haman was, remember, the guy, the Agagite, the descendant of Agagite, the Amalekite, who tried to destroy them during the days of Esther, wanted to wipe every last one of them out. There's something bizarre, demonic, satanic about the world's hatred of Israel. This country has stood along Israel since its inception, 1948. By the way, I'll tell you a little story that I was told, and I'm going to say I think I believe it, but you can. I tried to research this, didn't find a lot of verification online, but whatever. There was a guy named J. Frank Norris from Texas, a real ardent independent Baptist, but he went and visited Harry Truman because somehow he knew him. And he really begged Harry Truman, recognize Israel, recognize Israel. Harry Truman was a Baptist, and going against the advice of a lot of his cabinet, he recognized the state of Israel in 1948. We recognized their existence. Without that, who knows what would have happened to Israel. This country, since Israel became a nation again in 1948, has been their best friend. I'm under the persuasion that God's hand of blessing has not been completely removed from this country because we have stood with Israel. And I advocate, let's continue to stand with them. And those of you that read all these other sources online and so on and so forth, let's be careful. Boy, there's a lot of nonsense out there. A lot of nonsense.
Well, let's talk about the times and the actual events that happened when we did turn our backs on Israel. What happened? What were some of those historical events? We've talked about it before on the show.
You mean like, there's been, it's impossible for me to make a correlation. Well, Biden did this and this happened because of that. Maybe, I don't know. You know, I can't speak.
Oh, I'm not talking about politicians. I'm just talking in general history as countries.
As the United States? Yeah. The United States has never really turned their back on Israel. Not completely.
No, but I'm talking about in the Bible when there was examples of turning the back the Jewish people.
Yes, yes. I mean, it happened. You look at how God overthrew the Babylonians when they started to forsook Israel. And he brought in the Persians. And then there's been a lot of this. The German nation, what happened to Germany after World War II was virtually obliterated because of the persecution of the Jewish people. What's happened to the Amalekites? I mean, they've been wiped off from the face of history because of their hatred toward the Jewish people. Yes, I believe that God will bless them that bless Israel and curse them that curse Israel. And I am convinced, you can argue with you if you want, that God's hand of blessing has not been completely removed from this country because we stood with the nation of Israel. I advocate, let's stay with him. Listen to Mike Huckabee. He is right on the money in this. And but there's opposing voices out there, even within the Trump administration, that I'm not quite so sure where J.D. Vance stands on all this. I'm not going to speak yay or nay because I don't know, but I'm not sure if he stands with Mike Huckabee on this. I wish I could sit in one of their discussions and know who's saying what.
Well, it's pretty interesting, and I think one of the things is going to be tested is, you know, this ceasefire, there's a little flare-up. Israel had to go in and do a little more housekeeping. Hamas is not living up to their end of the deal.
What a shock.
And I think it's going to require some additional fighting to take place or attacks to basically finally, you know, bring them to their knees and get them to capitulate. Do you think that's going to happen? And do you think this peace deal is going to hold?
No, I don't think this peace deal is going to hold. We talked about this. No. By the way, I watched another little ditty here. And I can't prove it, but I'll just relay it. Of course, maybe I'm doing what I said don't do. But there's some people believe that there are that the Muslims are promoting the replacement theology, knowing that the basis of America's support is rooted in evangelical Christianity. This understanding of the Bible, literal understanding of the Bible, the land belongs to Israel. And if you can knock that out, knock that basis of our support from Israel, and you buy into this replacement theology, this covenant theology, that the support for Israel will diminish, and then they can do what they want to do. Now, would I put it past smart Muslim people to do that? No, I would not. I would not put it past them. Or the Arabs. Now, the Arabs believe, hey, here's what the Arabs say. Hey, we're descendants of Abraham. They trace their lineage back through Ishmael. This land is just as much ours. This is our land. And the liberal media says this all the time, that the Jews in Israel displaced people from their ancestral homelands, that they've been there for generations. And there's probably some truth to that. But God didn't give them that land. And you can't, can you go back 3,000 years or 3,500 years? That's the land that Joshua came into with the children of Israel in 1446 BC. That's how long they've been there. There's been Jews living in that land for 3,500 years. It is, the land belongs to Israel.
Final segment of our conversation with Pastor Chatfield. If you have any text messages, any questions, send them to me, 231-360-5140. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust, or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber, either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. And one of the text messages that I got during the break is Pastor Chatfield believing that something is happening in Israel with this settlement, this peace deal, this ceasefire, whatever. Donald Trump claimed that, you know, it's done, you know, this is going to hold, there's, you know, finally peace in the Middle East, blah, 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 blah. Are you seeing, and based on today's lesson, seeing that maybe perhaps there's a breakdown in that peace deal, but not only that, are we now starting to see a fracture perhaps in Trump and or his administration falling away from because of this discussion, these conspiracy theories that are out there? Or do you think Governor Mike Huckabee, the ambassador to Israel now, will be able to keep it all together, is the bottom line question?
I hope the latter is true, that Mike Huckabee will keep it all together. His view of the Bible is identical with mine, if that means anything to you people out there. I mean, he was a Southern Baptist pastor before he was a governor. I mean, his view of, as far as his what we call hermeneutics, is his Bible interpretation. He's a literalist. He believes the land belongs to Israel, and he's a lover of Israel. Mike Huckabee is. That's why President Trump chose him. I hope that President Trump listens to him. Now, let me tell you this. What Jesus said in Mark 13 was this. He says, "What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." I'm watching. There's some interesting things that have happened. I mean, the Bible, there's some interesting things just to watch. And I won't go into more detail, but boy, just keep watching. Yes, I see some things that are extremely interesting, but I don't know. I don't know. We have to just keep watching and be ready for the Lord's return. Just be ready. Keep doing what you're supposed to do. Go to church, read your Bible, pray, confess your sin, walk in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, trusting in Christ and Him only as your only Savior. preach the gospel. Keep going, but keep watching. And I just see now, especially among younger preachers, departing from the literal understanding of Scripture and going back to this replacement theology. Sometimes you covenant theology, those two things are not exactly the same, but they're similar. And moving away from literalism. Hey, the land belongs to Israel. And I'm convinced of that. And we're seeing things here happening in this world that are quite interesting. But I'm not ready to draw any conclusions. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, I got a text message in the last hour being reported on WDIV, Channel 4, the NBC affiliate down in Detroit. And the FBI, as well as the Michigan State Police, raided a home in Dearborn, Michigan. And evidently, they claim they thwarted a major domestic terrorist attack in Detroit that this group was planning. And it should be making national news later this afternoon, but about 10:30 this morning, 9:30 this morning, about an hour ago, in my first hour, they sent me this text message. And again, Dearborn and terrorist attacks and the timing of all of it, just, I guess, more chaos is what we're potentially going to be facing here. And just kind of an interesting little sideline news story breaking, preparing for your discussion today. And I guess I'll ask you, you know, do you see this as part of the plan? Is this what they're plotting? Is this what they're doing? Are they trying to do this in the timing of the grand scheme of everything?
Possibly. I can't, you know, I'd be speaking from just have no knowledge of exactly what happened. But listen, I do believe there's a great struggle between Satan and his demons and the holy angels of God and Christians. And someday, when God himself gets involved, when Jesus Christ comes back, he's going to put it all to end. Because he's going to come with a sharp sword proceeding out of his mouth. When Jesus Christ comes back, he's going to make things right. Until then, he's commanded us to watch. And I just sum up again, I believe we should read the Bible and take it at face value. If the plain sense makes sense, seek no other sense. Don't spiritualize away all the teachings of the Old Testament and say, well, that's not what it doesn't mean what it says. Yeah, I think it does mean what it means. Yeah. What it says.
I got another text message, quick response to this. I believe a two-state solution is a fool's game. How can anybody coexist when one of the parties is sworn to destroy the other off the face of the earth, basically? I don't see that happening. And I don't think that's what this peace deal actually calls for, does it?
Right. I've never understood that, the two-state solution. Yeah, exactly. One side has a unholy, bizarre, I would argue, demonic hatred for the other side and simply wants to kill them all. I heard somebody put it this way. Some people hate the Jews more than they love their children. Because they'll tie bombs around their children, send them into some spot and blow, their child will blow up and kill some Jews and they'll consider it a great victory. I mean, that's bizarre. That defies natural affection. I mean,
yeah, natural law. Absolutely. Yes. Crazy times we're living in. Well, on Sunday, what do you plan to be talking about from 11 to noon here on the radio?
I will be preaching the Bible. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I've got a couple of ideas. So get your Bibles ready, and I'll tell you where to open them on Sunday.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. And one other thing I do want to remind everybody, again, we're promoting this for Sunday night down at the Liberty Mountain USA. They're doing a Charlie Kirk Life Memorial. This is being put on by the 9th Congressional District Republican Youth and Turning Point USA. Everybody's invited, 6:30 Sunday night down in Farwell, Michigan. Thank you, Pastor Chatfield. We appreciate it. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday.
Amen. We're good, Randy.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my young